Good Monday. Today is January the 12th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, we're going to start a new trend on Mondays, calling them Market Mondays. We're going to take a look at what went on in the markets as it closed last week and some of the things that impacted the markets to get us to that point. We'll be back with that and more coming up after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to start a new feature today on Mondays called Monday Morning Markets, where we take a look at how the markets closed last week and a little bit of the analysis behind it. Now, the big news, though, as we go into the markets today is going to be the fact that USDA will set the stage for 2026, first by looking back to late 2025 and providing the stocks estimates as of December 1st, as well as an estimate of winter wheat acres planted last fall, and at the same time, the crop production and world ag supply and demand estimates, otherwise known as the WASD report, that will give supply and demand forecast into the year ahead. Now, if we take a look back to Friday to see how the markets closed, March corn was down a quarter penny at $4.45¾. May corn down a quarter penny at $4.53¾. January soybeans closed up a penny and a half at $10.48½. And March beans were up a penny and a quarter at $10.62½. Wheat for July, the 26 new crop, was down a quarter penny at $5.40¾. And September wheat down a quarter penny at $5.54½. Now, it's important to note these are the Chicago Board of Trade prices. They do not factor in any basis. So depending on where you typically deliver your grain to, those prices would be anywhere from 10 to 20 to 30, maybe even up to 50 cents lower per bushel, depending on the month that you're making the delivery and where that location is at. Taking a look now at how the livestock closed, and again, these numbers accurate as the Chicago Livestock Exchange, not a local delivery point, and they are by the hundredweight, if you will. So February live cattle closed the day down $1.55, $233.72½. April cattle down $1.55 at $234.67½. February lean hogs closed the day down 57½ cents at $85.30, with April hogs closing 15 cents lower at $91.77½. Feeder cattle for March were down $3.02, $354.70, and April feeders closed down $3.57 at $353.05. If you want to take that and actually break it down maybe into a price per pound, that's when you would look at that $353.05. You'd move the decimal point, so it's $3.53 a pound if you were looking at the live weight for those April feeder cattle. Finally, we'll take a look now at the milk numbers, and important to know that when milk is sold on the Board of Trade and what farmers receive, they sell milk by the pound, not by the gallon. Now, a typical gallon of whole milk weighs 8.6 pounds, slightly heavier than if it was a gallon of water, because milk is denser due to its fat protein and some of the other solids that are in there. But again, when farmers sell milk, they sell it by the hundredweight. So our prices are based on the hundreds. You need to move the decimal. So for example, February Class 3 milk closed the day up a nickel. That's up 5 cents at $15.13. Move the decimal. Basically, that's 15 cents a pound. Do your math, 15 cents times 8.6 gallons. If the farmer was selling milk that was at a Class 3 level, that's what they would receive. The difference between that number and what you pay at the grocery store would include everything else. So your transportation, your processing, your packaging, your marketing, all the different things that go into the overhead for the store to sell it to you. A lot of things that go into that gallon of milk. We'll be back to talk more marketing news next Monday and more ag news right after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Fertilizer prices making agriculture headlines once again, as average retail fertilizer prices for 5 of the 8 major fertilizers were actually lower than the previous month during the last week of 2025, while prices for the remaining 3 fertilizers were slightly higher, that according to the DTN survey. Now, prices for 2 fertilizers were considerably lower. The average retail price of DAP was down 8% at $847 a ton, while the average price of MAP was down 5% from a month ago at $876 a ton. Now, prices for 3 other nutrients were down slightly. Potash had an average price of $484 a ton, while urea was at $566 a ton for the nationwide average, and UAN 28 was $411 a ton. Prices for the three remaining fertilizers they looked at were up slightly from a month ago. 1034-0 had an average price of $674 a ton. Anhydrous ammonia was $867 a ton. And UAN-32 came in at $466 a ton. So if you break that down to a price per pound unit nitrogen basis, the average urea price was 62 cents a pound unit nitrogen. Anhydrous came in at 53 cents a pound. UAN-28 was 73 cents a pound. And UAN-32 was 73 cents a pound as well, unit nitrogen. Now, prices for all eight fertilizers are higher compared to where they were just a year ago. MAP is up by 8%, while potash is 9% higher. 1034-0 is 10% more expensive, and DAP is up 15%. Urea is 16% higher, with anhydrous 18% more expensive. UAN-28 costs 27% more, and UAN-32 is 28% more expensive than it was a year ago at this time. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.